Chapter 6, Getting Involved in Your Local Community.
Every person with learning difficulties, no matter how severe their disabilities, should have the chance to live in the community and take part in local activities. Services should always work to make this happen. Many people with learning difficulties are now getting out and about to a wide range of places in the community. Leisure centres, colleges, pubs, shops, theatres and restaurants. But many people still go out in big groups and join in activities in the community only at special times. For example, they go swimming only at special sessions for disabled people or attend special classes at college which are only for disabled people. We need to do much more to help people also have the chance to go out with just one or two friends. For example, to see a film, to go to a concert, or to join a photography club together. We need to do much more to help people do things in the community, alongside other citizens.
Friendships and relationships.
Friendships are very important to all of us. When a day centre is closing, people who go to the centre often ask,
"How will I keep in touch with my friends?
How can I make new friends?"
Services must make sure that people can keep in touch with their friends and help them make new friends. In the past, services have not been good at doing this. They need to realise how important it is. They need to make sure staff understand it is an important part of their job.
Helping people make friends.
Helping someone make new friends is not always easy. Many men and women with learning difficulties are separated from their families. They have not had opportunities to learn how to make friends. They may have lived with the same group of people for many years. The only people they know are staff. Staff are often so busy looking after people that they don't have time to help them make new friends.
What helps?
Ask the person with learning difficulties what he or she would like to do. Then find somebody who wants to do the same thing so that they could do it together. For example, going for walks, joining a steel band, making pottery. Many services have set up schemes to help this happen. They are sometimes called leisure partnerships or befriending schemes. The Hereford Changing Days Group has written a book about making friends. It is entitled Talk About Friends and has pictures as well as words. For more information, please look in the book.
Circles of support.
Every man and woman with learning difficulties should have at least one friend, one person in their lives who cares about them and wants to be with them. But most of us have a number of friends, some close friends and some friends we don't see so often. This should happen for people with learning difficulties too. A good way to make this happen is to ask a few people to get together to help a particular person. This is called a circle of friends or a circle of support. The person with learning difficulties should choose who they want in their circle. It might just start with two people. Those two people also have friends who might like to join the circle. So over time, the person with learning difficulties has a number of friends who they can see socially and call on for help if necessary.
A different job for staff.
Staff need to work differently to make these things happen. It must become one of the most important parts of their work. They need to think of ways that will help men and women with learning difficulties meet more people and make more friends. This is more than just finding a person something to do in the community. It is about taking the time to help people make friends, to know their neighbours, to become members of leisure and other community organisations, to help others as volunteers. Staff will need to
be willing to speak up for people to challenge prejudices.
Be enthusiastic, want to make things happen for people.
Be creative, able to think of new ways of doing things. Find new opportunities.
Be patient. It can take a long time, but stick to it.
Taking risks.
Many parents, staff and carers worry about people taking more risks when they are out and about in the community. They worry about people having accidents, or meeting the wrong sort of people, or not knowing how to live safely away from the security of the day centre or hospital. Some people with learning difficulties already know how to look after themselves very well. Others will learn quickly. Others will always need someone with them to make sure they are safe. But whatever help people need, it should not stop them from trying out new things and taking part in activities they enjoy in the community. It is good that already so many more men and women with learning difficulties are out and about doing interesting things in the community. But we need to do much more to help people take part in their local community, just like other citizens do.